Greetings, fellow seekers, and welcome to The Global Entity, a blog, a movement, and now also a podcast. My name is Julia, your guide through the labyrinth of life's profound questions and transformative adventures. I am slow traveling Africa, writing about social sustainable tourism and what actually happens when we let the heart lead the way. Through sharing my journey, I hope to ignite the spark of possibility within you, dear listener. Because living through the heart isn't necessarily about dancing under the African sky. It's about embracing the wild, untamed beauty of your own existence. So whether you're a seasoned traveler or a curious soul, let's embark on a journey where fear takes a backseat and joy leads the way. Hit that follow button and subscribe, because trust me, you won't want to miss a beat. Without further ado, let's dive into today's post. Solo traveling to Cape Town by bus. The Cape Town dream. I'm sitting on one of Intercape Sleepliner buses. It's early morning, the sun has just risen, and I've got a 24-hour bus ride in front of me. I have a one-way ticket to Cape Town, and I am almost bouncing with excitement. It's funny, I've never really liked Cape Town. I've spent 3 different vacations there, and even though it's breathtakingly beautiful, like drop-dead, tear-shedding beautiful, with its mountains and sea landscape, I never felt comfortable there. I never made any long-lasting connections and never really found a spot to feel at home there. So why on earth would I be going back, you might ask? At the beginning of the pandemic, I started dreaming about Cape Town. The dreams weren't remarkable at all, but they were vivid. It was me walking around in Cape Town with different friends, both old ones and unknown ones. No dream was ever in the same part of Cape Town, and sometimes I even walked through areas and places that I've never visited in real life, always with a sense of disbelief, surprise, and comfort. I might add, I rarely remember my dreams. Maybe once in a blue moon I wake up knowing what I've dreamt, but they disappear on me as soon as I've gotten out of bed. But the dreams of walking around in Cape Town stayed with me. Now I'm curious to explore this connection. Had it not been for the dance festival, I might not have prioritized going to Cape Town, but now, with all my previous dreams going to shit, and the only marketed dance event in all of South Africa being in Cape Town, it feels like the only reasonable option. The Mother City Dance Festival has only been done once before, right before the pandemic started, so I have no idea what to expect. From the information on the webpage, it's a dance festival of salsa, kizomba, and bachata. I also saw a few tango workshops and one called Bomba. I have no clue what that is, but I'm excited. I booked the bus so that I will arrive on the very day that the festival's first party starts. It is a bit risky, but I am counting on being able to sleep on the bus. Traveling without a car in South Africa is fairly uncomplicated. There are plenty of bus companies traveling through South Africa and even to other countries. For shorter trips, one can always take a taxi, which is a minibus and the foundation of South Africa's unofficial public transport. Of course, one can always fly, but I would prefer not to. The environment pollution being one reason. Another reason is I prefer going by bus because I get to see the landscape, towns and cities that I travel through. But perhaps the biggest reason is that I enjoy slow traveling. I was once told that it takes longer for the soul to arrive than the body when you travel, and that to me makes a lot of sense. I always feel it takes me a couple of weeks to really land in a new place after flying. And just as I feel that I have arrived fully, it is time to fly back home again. Therefore, and because I have the time, I prefer the bus. Learning to listen to the heart. There is a part of me that feels like I failed by leaving Durban. That I did not follow through on my objective of staying and building a place for myself there. I guess that is my ambitious, goal-oriented Capricorn ascendant making itself known. On the other hand, I feel proud of daring to change my plans. I mean, for what would I stay? My main objective with this phase of my life is, after all, to find my purpose in life. Knowing myself, I know how easy it is to lose yourself in somebody else's life and dreams, specifically if you're in love. It's an even greater risk to do so when you are traveling, since you're automatically outside of your comfort zone by being in a different country, and hence crave and look for security, often thought to be found in romantic relationships. So, considering my desire to find my own path in life and wanting to learn to live from the heart, I think listening to my intuition is the only way to go. My intuition is telling me to go find the dance, stay open, and to write about it. So that's what I'm gonna do. Top 5 safety hacks for bus travel in South Africa. 1. Choose wisely. Research reputable bus companies preferred by locals for reliability and punctuality. 2. Travel smart. Driving during the day is safer in South Africa since the risk of road accidents and criminality increases during the night. However, as a solo traveler, I feel it is a bigger risk arriving at the bus station at night. Hence, always opt for morning arrivals when you are traveling far by bus. 3. Socialize. Engage with fellow travelers for added security, ensuring that somebody notices your absence if you're left behind after a bathroom break. 4. Speak up. Trust your instincts and vocalize any discomfort, especially concerning unwanted attention, knowing that assistance is readily available from fellow female passengers and bus staff. There's a lot of prejudice about the gender roles in this part of the world, but my experience is that people are more prone to react and help you here. Don't be ashamed to ask for help. 5. Plan ahead. Contact your accommodation beforehand for the safest transportation options from the bus station. Often, they offer their own pickup service. All right, guys, that was today's blog post. As you may or may not know, this podcast is part of a larger travel platform specializing in festivals and social sustainable tourism. If you want to reach out to me, please, please do. You will find me on www.theglobalentity.com or any social medias with that same name, The Global Entity. Hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to support what I do, please give it a great rating on your podcast streaming platform. If you really like it, maybe even send it to a friend that you think might enjoy it too. Otherwise, have a great week and don't forget to dance.